Monday, September 24, 2018, Dakota County Board of Equalization at 3 o'clock, Dakota County Board of Commissioners at 3:02 p.m.
What time we got going on?
I need the hammer.
Hammer time.
I don't know.
You don't know.
3:03?
3:03. We're only a minute late. You guys act like I'm 10 minutes late or something. Oh, it's 3 o'clock.
All right, we're going to call the Board of Equalization meeting to order. Let's start with Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll start with roll call.
Kevin is absent. Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
I'd move to excuse Commissioner Rohde. Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
All right, we'll start with number one, consent agenda. Any individual item may be removed by the commissioners for special discussion and consideration, unless there is an exception. These items will be approved with a single vote of the Board of Commissioners. We're going to approve our previous minutes from August 27th, 2018.
I don't mean to interrupt. You probably should state the current copy of the Open Meetings Act.
There is a current copy of the Open Meetings Act by the door back there on the west wall. So.
Okay, I will make a motion for the number one consent agenda items to approve the previous minutes of August 27th of 2018.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Just trying to help you out when you're going to be chair next time around. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, I appreciate all that help. All right, new business. Board to review property valuations, protests, through all papers related to the protests and filings, recommendations of the referee, and may offer the order recommended by the referee or any other order in judgment of the Board of Equalization required by the findings of the referee, or may hear additional testimony and may set aside such findings and hear protests anew.
Yeah, you good.
All right, Jeff. You want to come up?
Yes, I can.
You want to sign on the side? Let's bring out the very first one. And it's on your...
I think everybody got a spreadsheet. I think we just have 4 or 5 new ones. I'm not sure if it's here on all of them. I think we have... The first couple are going to be... Looks like Michelle K. Kane Revocable Trust has two parcels on here. And this would be the one, I think that there was the omitted, there was a pool that was omitted and it was in the wrong neighborhood. So we did, we went ahead and we amended that, put them back into 104 and went out and picked up the pool as I recall. So those were how we came up with the numbers on, I think Joe handed out a spreadsheet.
Yep.
Yep. So if you go all the way to the right, there's the amended number. So those two amended numbers were the final number sent out to them that are being protested today.
Okay.
So she protested her value being too low?
What it was previously it was too low, but when we moved them out of 100 into 104, they went to Riverfront, so it brought the value back up.
Okay.
This is the neighbor to John Kane.
Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, yep. Mr. Freeze, exactly. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm not sure if they were going to have any input or if they wanted to. Did they send anything?
They're not here, right?
Just Kevin. Hmm. Kevin could give us some input.
It doesn't appear that anybody's there for that matter.
No, not for those two. I had a handout here. So I believe the concern would have been equalization. So what I did is I went through all the riverfront properties within the city limits. Guys, I'm going to get some out for you real quick. I should have got it to Joan earlier. I just was running late.
Thank you.
I'm going to walk all the way around the table. I haven't seen Scott in about a week.
I'm trying to decide if I'm digging it or not. I'm just trying to figure it out.
I'm nationally recognized.
I'm kind of mesmerized by it right now. I can't even think whether it's
nice. I'm nationally recognized. I know. Those little 25-cent horses in front of the grocery store.
I'm with you.
Never been bucked off.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm with you.
It's a record. But if you look through that packet, guys, Kevin, can I give you one?
Yes.
Okay, good. What you'll see are the two parcels, just to close out Kane. These are the two parcels that were in question on here. The first one's a home place. Second one's a vacant lot. Third page, this is how our CAMA system actually calculates the lot values. We do breaks. So as you look across, everybody that's in residential pays on the square foot method. That's the top method. So the first 22,500 square feet is $2.60 a square foot. Everything between 2250 and 43,560, which is about 2160, pays $1.85. If you go over an acre, it drops down to $1.25 for however many you have. So that just shows that they're equalized. And the next page is all 36 of their neighbors in that neighborhood. And that color chart shows you where they're at on the first, second, and third breaks, just to show they're paying the same that everybody else is from an equalization standpoint. So I wanted to get that into the record for them.
Well, thanks for doing that additional work on that.
Yeah, so on those two, from the assessment office, our recommendation is the new amended numbers that we had sent out that are being protested are the correct numbers, equalized numbers.
Okay.
The third one is Mr. Crow, and that one, I got to figure out. Oh, this is, so on this one here, it came in, it got switched to commercial first. So it went from 84,150 up to 332, and then it was brought to my attention, so it came back to my desk. So then I reviewed it, and I already knew where they were at. I'd already had switched them back to ag and residential. So that's what I did. I switched him back to ag on part of the acres and residential on his house and the buildings, but it still ended up being from 332 drop down to 171,410, but I think there's still a little over a couple of acres that are being contested. I think it's a part of a parking lot for Crystal. So our commercial guys left that as ag and want to leave that as ag, so that is their recommendation. So this was the next step for Mr. Crow. We had to protest it so he could go to Turk if we disagree with the number. So okay. We're going through the motions to follow the process accordingly for Mr. Crow
Is that yellow house on a separate parcel?
Yeah, it's on it. Well, yeah, and we've got that down to about no value now. As a couple trees fell through, one of them went through the roof. So we sent the guys out there to start looking at it and figure it out.
Do you know how many acres that he leases to the Crystal for truck parking?
I think we have it at a couple of acres, 2 point something, if I remember correctly.
So the difference, if it was commercial versus ag, is it a huge difference?
Yeah. So like 2/3 of that number is a couple of acres. Because I think this particular A, B, and C outlots is roughly 13 some odd acres. So I took 10 acres away from the commercial and put it back into what, I don't know, I think it might be corn or beans this year. It's one of the two, but
beans.
Put those beans, put that back into beans, and then the that remaining 2 to 3 in between there, some places, the rest of that 171.
Okay.
And I know Mr. Crow was willing to, and I'm not sure what happened through the referee process. That didn't get back to me. But if he's willing to give up, like, income information, they pay rent on it. So we can. There's a couple different ways to look at it from a valuation perspective. One of them is market. One of them would be the income for a situation like that. So... my recommendation on that one is we've done what, I mean, I've done from the assessor's office, I've got what's ag back into ag, what's commercial still commercial. We can either, because I know he has 30 days before he would have to petition the TURC, we could task TVI to look at it, work with Mr. Crow and try to look at it from an income standpoint and see if there's another number, or see where they are at with it, or just approve what the number is now, and then Mr. Crow can go to TURC, and that'll have to be done anyway if we go to TURC.
Okay.
He's here. I wonder if
Gordon might want to say something, so.
I didn't see you back there, Gordy. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Well, I presented my information to Jeff. He's done a great job of trying to present it to you.
First time we've ever heard that.
AB&C, it's all, as far as I'm concerned, personal use. It'll be my name till I die, and my sons will have it. And they wanted this little space in there for parking at Crystal, and I said okay. And I think they pay me $1,500 twice a year, which is around $3,000, so they can park trucks in there. But it's going to stay ag. I've got it in soybeans this year, and I always just plant all of the back area. It's not for sale. If and when I sell it, you guys can do whatever you want to do. But as long as I'm farming it, you can't farm it at $7 beans and $3.50 corn and make any money. You're just lucky to pay the taxes on it.
Right.
So that's my feeling on that. And Jeff has done a good job of presenting it as far as he could go, and
okay.
But I'd like to have it just cut back to personal use, and if and when it's ever sold, you guys can then jump on it and do whatever you want to do, but it's not for sale. I don't want to sell it, I don't want to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived out in that area for over 60 years, and I plan to live the rest of my life there.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good, Gordy. Thank you for coming
thank
in.
You.
You're very welcome. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
You bet.
Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Jeff.
St. Mike's and Beto have asked to have theirs be put on the next agenda. Neither one of them could make it today.
Okay.
And we do meet in 2 weeks because we have to set the subdivision levies. So we're meeting already on October 8th.
We are. Okay.
In 1 week or 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Okay. 2 weeks, sorry.
Well, I didn't get Vitatel on mine.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Anybody want to do anything other than the recommendation on three that we've discussed?
No, that's what, I mean, I don't have anything. I mean, that's Jeff's, that's his business. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Unless there's any questions on anything from the board.
Then do I need to read in the parcel numbers?
Okay.
Then I'm going to make a recommendation that we go with the referee's recommendation. And with regards to parcel 22002489, parcel 22002518 and parcel 22007046.
And that's your motion?
Yes.
I'll second it.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Mike? Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Is that it with you, Jeff, then?
Yep, that's all I had on the list
for the time being, right?
For new protests, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right, then it looks like we're going to meet in closed session for the purpose of setting Turk stipulations and valuation of T&M Holdings Limited, parcels 220069530, parcel 220070229, and Martin, parcel 220198160. So at this time, I make a motion to go into closed session.
Sorry.
Those purposes.
Tommy?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Yes.
We're still waiting to hear back from those guys to reschedule it.
So we still send again before we stop it.
But we will. It's going to be back on. The
reason we're going into closed session is to set Turk stipulations and valuations for T&M Holdings Limited, Marshall, and Martin.
Martin, everybody has to leave, correct?
Yeah.
Everyone.
I was going to ask.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
I understand.
Do you understand?
Yeah,
amen.
Wow. Hey, she married me for my last name. That's it. That's all she said. That's all she wanted was my last name. That's all she wanted was my last name. See you guys. Thanks.
3:35.
So we turn it on before we come out. Okay.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to come out of closed session.
Second. Yeah, 3:35.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Just keep rolling, Kevin.
All right. Mail and emergency business. Anything, Joan?
Nope.
Any public comment with regard to Board of Equalization? All right. We're going to adjourn. Board of Equalization, head into our commissioner's meeting.
Okay, we're going to move into the Board of Commissioners here. What time do we got here? The 3:36. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the back west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for people that want to follow along. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Get ready, girl.
Scott.
We're flying.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty. Bill.
Okay. Consent agenda items two. We got the A approval, the previous minutes of September 10th.
Did you want your public comment period?
No. Oh, yes, I did. I always, how am I always miss that all the time? Okay, I'm not used to it. Number one, public comment. Okay, this is what we're going to do here. We started this off, it used to be at the end, but the Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item that's not on the agenda. The chair has the discretion to limit the time of the comment. So at this time, I'm going to open up public comment. Does anybody from the public want to stand up and say anything? State their name and address for the record? No? Okay, perfect. That's a good thing. Number two, we got the consent agenda items. We're going to go A, the approval of the previous minutes, September 10th of 2018, the approval of the payroll claims, the approval of accounts payable, and the approval of the officials' reports from the clerk, registered deeds, and the clerk of district court. So, with that said, I know that the accounts payables, Bill and I went over everything. Everything is in great order. I know there was an issue with the payroll claims. So, just to sum it up, I guess the county, we just approved our budget at the last meeting for 18-19, and I know there was a couple of departments, elected officials, that were going to do raises for their people above and beyond what the county board, the budget committee, you know, proposed to the county board, which accepted. And so the issue is that it was above and beyond of what we were looking to give out. So it's open for discussion.
I would move to approve the consent agenda items with the exception of payroll claims, with the raises exceeding the board's recommendations. So those that were turned in over and above our recommendations, I would not approve those increases in pay. I would move them back to what we had originally approved. That's my motion.
Okay. We got a motion by Bill and a second by Tony to approve the consent agenda items with the exception of B of the payroll claims of the miscellaneous increases above and beyond the recommendation from the board and the budget committee. Fair? Call roll, please, Joe. Did I do something wrong?
Nope. Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
No.
Marty.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
No. Okay, so it's carried. All right, here we go. New business. Mike Carlson, reporting center.
Yes.
Coordinator. And Patty.
And Patty.
Good afternoon. Patty Lyon, Chief Probation Officer with District 6.
And you took Bob's spot, right?
I did.
Yes, I remember you now. It's all coming back to me.
Because we were here a little over a year ago to speak about how probation's going. Today we are here. Our current lease will end July 31st, 2019. We've been in that space for 10 years. Mike just handed out kind of a brochure. In our current space, we're able to provide classes in the evenings, on the weekends. We have drug testing. The space really has fit our needs and our staff. And so we are asking for the board to approve renewing our current lease for another 10 years. The good thing is our rent will go down approximately $1,600 next year. Yep. Mike has the exact figures.
Yeah, 16-something.
And the reason it's gone down is the first 10 years was just the improvements.
Yep.
And so we feel like, you know, they made that space for our needs, and luckily our needs haven't changed. We haven't lost any staff. We were just given a new juvenile supervisor for District 6, and I chose to place that position here in South Sioux City.
Has everybody looked over the new contract that was written? I know I read it pretty thoroughly. I went over with Joan. I know the formula, you know, the per square footage, I get it all. The first 5 years and the second goes up just a fraction for the second 5 years.
Yep, correct.
I think there's maybe some painting. I know there's a new roof.
And then they're going to clean our carpet.
And we've, the bulk of us, I know Kevin's been in there. I'm sure Marty's been in there when he's been in prison, when he got out of prison. And can I say that? Just joking around, having fun. Just having fun, I'm sorry. But anyways, we've all been there. It's a great facility. It works out well. So,
Kim,
anyways.
Have you had a chance to look at this,
please?
And you're okay with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you guys do a great job, and you help keep our jail from filling up. You know, you rehab these people, and obviously they're hopefully not repeat. And it does help with our jail population. You guys are a big part of that.
The classes at Joffre, are they well attended, or are they...
This last weekend we had the colors classes in there. I think there was 15.
Oh, wow.
For Saturday.
Oh, good.
The week before we had class on Saturday for the crime victim empathy, and we had 8 for that one. So the majority of them are pretty close to capacity. I've got a trauma group going right now, and there's 4. So
good.
Good job.
Okay, so any other questions on the contract or for Patty or Mike? If not, somebody give me a motion to accept this 10-year, the 5 and the 5.
I would move to approve the new commercial lease with the probation office, District 6, and the South Ridge Plaza.
Okay, motion by Bill to accept the lease for the next 10 years.
I'd second it.
We got a second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, John?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Okay, we're going to move on to B. Obviously, we're past 3:05. We're going to open and the bids and award. Not awarded or postponed awards of bids will for salt sand spreader. And what that is not the truck, because I know we purchased a truck probably 3 or 4 years ago. This is the actual unit that sits in the back of the dump truck. Because if you recall, the one that we purchased, it came out of Wisconsin or Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken, and it was steel, and it was fairly, it was rusty, and we knew that down the road we were going to have to replace it. The truck's in great shape.
It'll work for a while, yeah.
That guy, I'm telling you. That guy is
not in a great shape. No, it's a new fun truck, yeah.
She gave the bids. I thought she gave
the
bids to me, but I don't have
it. So what is the cost?
I think you were projecting what, up to 20 grand? Thinking
the cost, right?
Somewhere around. I think that's originally, I seen a dollar amount somewhere.
I think I put in the budget 30.
That's right. I think we thought we were going to buy 20 because we're going to do that. Yeah, that's right. I remember that now.
This is in the budget.
Did you catch that?
Oh, boy. Stainless steel, wow. Should last a while.
Cheers.
You know, the old mild steel one.
I think it was probably,
that's what's on there now, I think. Is that hydraulic then, Fred? The old motor?
He can't hear.
Me too.
He didn't know nothing was going on. He was awesome.
There's two for the spreader. The Northern Truck and Equipment Company out of Sioux Falls.
Northern. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Okay, so question, wherever this is, I don't know where you got your two bids, the truck will go there, they'll install it.
What's that?
The truck will go to wherever, if we decide to go with this.
Should be a sliding thing.
Oh, we'll do it here.
Hydraulic hoses.
Okay.
Shouldn't, the way I'm assuming, shouldn't be really much to it. Ours is all plumbed up for it.
Okay.
Our truck. So I'm assuming the new one shouldn't be too far. I mean, a little drought of us, some hydraulic lines.
Wise man once told me, never assume. George Hirschback. Is he wise?
Oh. Beyond words.
I heard he's looking good, but then again, I heard he's not.
He said he had shut his heart down for restarting.
Yeah. Needs some more scotch. That's all he needs.
He gave me two bids. I asked for a stainless steel 10 foot, 5.5 yard. The first bid that he has is $9,987. The second one must be a little better design or better quality piece of equipment.
Here we go.
$12,783.
Oh, that ain't bad.
$83.
$12,783?
Correct.
And what's the specs on that? Stainless steel, 10 foot?
Yep.
Same yardage?
This one's 6.5, 6.7, but is a 10-foot long one.
Okay.
This other one was 5.2.
Yep.
And 10-foot long.
Okay, so it's just probably, obviously, a little taller, probably, I would assume. Okay. You know, you could tell me, $30,000, and I mean, that's just something I wouldn't have a clue what something like that cost, you know.
You know, we bought trucks with spreaders already on them, but we have never actually, the county has not bought a spreader in the last 25 years that I'm aware of. The type that we're buying now.
Okay.
The second is Stephan Truck, Sioux City. Six cubic yards, stainless steel, $18,705.40.
Okay. Just, they just had the one?
Just the one.
Okay. So we got the three total, we got two from Northern and one from Stephan. Correct?
Yes.
Would there be an advantage of having the 6.5 yard as opposed to the 5.5 yard?
Right now, our facility for loading out treatment is in Hubbard. Most of our roads, as you know, are in South Sioux, mm-hmm. this area.
Might you know,
save your trip every now and again.
Did we, now listen, I got a quick question here while we're talking about this, and we talked about putting, what do you want to call it, the tarp building back here, a small tarp building, because our land over here at the courthouse, or excuse me, at the fire hall, goes beyond that alley that goes north and south on the end of the building. Mm-hmm. It goes beyond there. And that was kind of our game plan, is to put one of them up there because the bulk of our roads are right in this area instead of running back and forth to Hubbard. So with that said, I know you were budgeted roughly, you know, $30,000, and I think we used a little bit of money of that, I think $8,000. For a trailer for the water tanker, so you're sitting with 20, and I don't know what one of those buildings cost, and I don't know the difference from, you know, $10,000 to $12,700 to $18,700, you know, of what you're getting. So I'm just, my thought process is if we research this, okay, with the road committee, let's just say for instance, research this and figure out what makes sense for us as far as dollar amount.
There's one other thing I'd like to let you commissioners know is delivery date. Northern Truck Equipment is 145 to 160 days out for delivery. And Stephan is...
a week.
December 9th.
Oh, December. That's a good day.
Estimated time, it says here, December 9th, 18th.
Both a long ways
out. So I'm assuming.
Is yours usable, Brett, the way it is?
Well, it could, but I mean, that's why we're buying another one. It's pretty tough.
Okay. Yeah, because by the time the other one arrives, you know.
The other thing is, yeah. Stephan usually does our parts and service because they're here in Sioux City.
Right.
Versus Sioux Falls, but that's just another thing to think of.
Well, you know, what I would, this is my thought process on this, and you guys can tell me whatever you think, but and for this dollar amount, it ain't like we're talking a $200,000 or $300,000 machine, and I know he's budgeted the money, but in a situation like this, I think what should happen is this should be turned over, you know, with the approval to purchase one of the three items and let the road committee, which is myself and Bill and Fred, investigate the three different types just to make sure that, you know, that's a pretty big difference in money. And, you know, sometimes you pay for what you get, right? So I think that would be a good idea to do that, and then if this $9,000 one is the way to go, you know, maybe we can, you know, look at what we have right now, and see if we can get it to work between now and, you know, next year, because you know if you wait another year for this thing, it's just the price is going to go up. So I know that that's four to five months. You know, winter, you know, it's going to be gone. But
either way, odds are we're going to need one before either one is available.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. So we So if we got to, you know, so-called shimmy up what we have right now, or fix it up, or whatever, just you know, without you know the very minimal. I don't know. That's what I think should happen, because there's two.
No, I agree with your comments. You know, I think it makes sense. You know, this $8,000, $718 savings from Stephen versus Sioux Falls. But if you guys look into it, you know, the piece of equipment you're going to get, and other issues that we got the county roads, you know, and the Department of Road Committee can decide what they want to do and keep us updated.
You know, the new mower superintendent, we could always throw him in the back of a truck with a shovel, and we could have him be throwing some salt out on some intersections.
There you go.
Because he ain't
going to
be mowing at that time.
I think it'd be good.
It's a great idea.
No, it's not. It's a bad idea. It's a very bad idea. Okay, so what's the board's pleasure? What do we want to do here? Do you like that? Okay, so with your motion, are you going to let us research it and make a purchase?
Yes.
Okay, is that part of your motion?
That's my motion.
Okay, so Tony made a motion to let the road committee to research and give them authorization to purchase one of the three items.
I'll second.
Okay, we've got a second by Kevin. A motion by Tony, a second by Kevin. Will you call roll, please, Joan, on the purchase of the...
Marty?
Yeah.
Thank
Bill?
You.
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Open bids and award. Got awarded or postponed award for a bid for grader. I have a hard time saying all that. I don't get it, huh? Award or postponed award. So anyways, here we go with the grader. How many we have for the grader? Two?
Two.
I'm assuming it's probably a Cat and a John Deere.
That would be correct. Ziegler and Murphy.
Right on.
First is Cat, Ziegler. I asked the vendors to bid it the same way we did last time, to give us one on...
6x6?
The 672 John Deere, and the
yep.
772 John Deere, and the 12M,
okay.
And the 140M.
Yep. Good plan. What was the last one we purchased?
Last year.
Oh, what was it again?
The John Deere 772.
772, that's okay.
And this particular one will be in the hills.
These also are all-wheel drive.
Every one of them is an all-wheel drive?
These are
all-wheel
drive.
Okay.
That's right. Oh, okay. Trying to save you some rain.
The first one is a Cat 2019 12M3. I'm just going to give you the net bid and the trade-in, and then the
final cost
net bid after the trade-in. I'm not going to give you our discount. The net bid is $339,056. Less trade-in is $68,500, which gives us a price of $270,556.00. Date of delivery, 60 days. Second bid is a 2018 140 M3 Cat. Initial bid of $362,579 with a trade-in, less trade-in of $68,500.
I thought the more machine that you buy, the more trade-in you get. We don't.
I'm sorry.
Which gives you a total price of $294,079.00. That's Ziegler's bid.
Okay.
And just to let the board know, the reason I'm bidding a 19 on the 12M3 and an 18 on the 140 is the 140 I have on the ground, and that's a current stock model, is an 18. The 12s that are coming in, when they get here, they'll actually be flipped over to fiscal year 19. So they'll be 19-year models. That's the only reason. I just don't have any 2018 12M3 sitting on the ground.
Okay.
So.
And the delivery date on that 140 is 30 days.
Where's it sitting on the ground at?
I got some in Minneapolis and I got some in Des Moines.
Okay.
Bid by Mr. Murphy. First one will be the 672 GP. GP, 302,772. Trade in is 64,100, which gives him a net bid of 238,672. His is 60 to 90 days from order. Next one, the 772 GP.
Like.
Net price of $312,900.
What year is that one, Fred?
It's a 2018.
Can I ask you your question? It probably will be 19. We're right at the end of the fiscal year, so either one of these will probably be a 19, but I won't know that until they actually show up.
So between an 18 and 19, the prices are the same?
Yeah.
Okay. So you said $312,900?
Correct.
Okay.
Trade-in.
Let me guess. 64,100.
Bingo.
Boy, I just know my market on those used equipment.
Which leaves him a bid of $248,800. 60 to 90 days delivery.
What's the specs on the machine that is going to be replaced if we get another one?
The 772 is 275 horse.
No, the one that we're going to be, the one that we're getting rid of, the one that we're going to
rotate out. One we got rid of is a 140M Caterpillar.
Any idea how many hours it had on it? Has on it?
12,000.
About 13,000.
That's one that should have been up last year, right?
Oh, we did one last year.
No, we had one that we carried
yeah,
over.
Yeah, we skipped, though. Did we skip? I thought we just held off.
I think we skipped one.
Did we skip a year? I thought we held off for a while. Because we do the bids, like, really early?
Yeah,
and then we held
six
off.
Months and redid it.
Then we redid it. So I don't think we missed out on a year, guys. I don't think we did. Did we miss out on a year? Did we miss a year, Fred?
Yes.
Did you see him looking at me? Yes.
Well, we went to the next budget year anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but all right, I get it.
We bid them about this time last year, turned around, or at this time of the year, then went to the spring.
Okay, I get it.
And started on our next budget.
Okay, so we're a half a year behind.
We actually skipped a budget year of no greater.
But we're a half a year behind.
Okay.
Call it what you want, right?
Victory,
call it the way you see it. But anyways, okay. And I'm just going to start this off real quick. Is that it? Do you have anything else, Fred? Is that it?
Not from the bids, I don't.
Okay. This is my thought process on all this business here, okay? And I'm not going to get into all the county finances and all the above, okay? We can beat that drum to... But anyways, my point is this item has been budgeted, okay, in Fred's budget. And I know in 2011, when I came aboard on the board, you know, we skipped out, you know, a few years on trying on police cars and graders and et cetera. And I know that we've made a lot of purchases over the last 8 years, from excavators to belly dumps to detachable trailers to bobcat. I mean, things that we didn't have that we needed. So, but anyways, my point is I think that this is budgeted. We've approved the budget. It's in there. It ain't like he's coming and asking us, you know, to spend some money. And I just hate to see, you know, this time coming up with wintertime and it being, you know, when you go to work with these things and you start throwing good money at bad money at a machine. So I just wanted to throw that out there. So you guys take it however you want.
Well, with that, I would recommend that we have the road committee look at these four bids, bring them back to this board in 2 weeks, and then vote on it. Is that a fair statement?
I like it.
Yep. That'd be my motion.
I second that.
Okay. All right.
Question. How long are we going to be sad before we trade another one in, or we need to? How long?
We got another one with 10,000 hours on it.
So another year? So
another year?
Yeah. Always.
What year is the one that we're trading in, Fred? What year is it?
2009.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. And it is not an all wheel drive.
Right. Yeah, we only have
two.
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 Okay. I'm just curious.
Okay, so Bill's motion is to let the road committee review the four different machines that were bidded, the two from John Deere, Murphy, and then the two cats from Ziegler, and bring it back on October 8th to this board for their recommendation. And at that point in time, we will make a decision one way or the other.
Could you guys just give us a list of the cats and how many, or a list of the graders and how many hours are on them?
It's on something Joan sent out. I just looked through it.
Okay.
On the inventory.
Oh, in the inventory list.
Yeah, the hours are on each one.
Okay, good. I got that. Yeah,
how many hours or what?
Well, I think we've got it if we...
I'm not sure.
Or just pop it out on the sheet on your recommendation. That'd be great.
Okay, now, one other question. Okay, the motions are all set and this and that. Are these two 6x6s we have, do we have one cat and one deer right now?
Yes.
That's correct, right? And they're both the bigger machines? Is that correct?
One is a 12M and one is a 772.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Which one's better, Brad?
So, will you call roll, please? Did you notice that, how I just moved right along there? Call roll, Joan. We got Bill and Kevin or Marty or whoever you want to write down.
I had to do that.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Okay, thanks. And we'll see you guys on the 8th. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Fred.
Okay, miscellaneous, Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent, Road Report. We'll have it here, and when you get to the mowing, I'll add my time in there, okay? My donation time here.
It says 0 hours.
Does it? Is this zero? Are you kidding me?
Well,
good hours.
More than zero time, 0 hours.
Wow. I figured I was waiting for a phone call from Jolene to get my time for the mowing, so you can at least put it down on there.
I did witness that, Fred. I witnessed that coming down my road. And you have to tell him which way is forward and which way is backwards on that mark.
Well, people,
I did take a tour of Commissioner Love's mowing. And
I got the bar pretty high.
I told him, once you do that, you can't just do it once and go back. You can't drive the Cadillac and go back to the Rambler.
I don't even know what a Rambler is, but I'll just tell you. I just want to Dodge, right?
Yeah. One of the few cars you've never owned.
Yeah. Well, the point of the matter is obviously we know that I'm not on a time schedule with it. So
you didn't hand in your time or we would have paid you.
Yeah, whatever. But anyways, my whole point is I go a little slower. I take my time and it cuts a little better. I know you guys are out there.
It looks nice.
No, thank you. But, I enjoy doing it and I get out and, it's my sanity time on my own.
Like Forrest Gump.
Forrest, they've been calling me that, believe me, at the ball field. I've been hearing that. Forrest Gump. So go ahead, Fred.
September 9th through the 22nd. 270 total hours of maintenance, road maintenance, tree and road debris removal, 2 hours. Projects, S Avenue, 32 hours, culvert, rock, 1,500 tons, signs and barricades, 22 and a half hours. Road concerns, grading, stable drive, M Avenue, East Sarpy. There's probably a few that I have taken and don't make the list because I don't tell her.
Right. Okay, any questions for Fred on any of this here? I think it's pretty... I know one thing that as I've been out doing it, have been out and about, I've come across some trees that I know that I've relayed to Fred about making our trees, making sure they get cut, right? And then also, we're going to make a point this week. Bill and I have talked to Fred about, and if you recall, probably, I don't know, X amount of months ago, the people from on North Bluff Road, concerned about, the width of it and how it's getting more on the sides of coal. So that needs to be done this week. I don't really give two hoots of what we got to do, if we got to get lights out there or whatever we got to do, but by Friday that has to be done. That needs to be fair statement. Please get that done because we just don't need, especially since they've already been here, and I just don't think the county needs that exposure of any sort or any form or shape or way. So thank you for doing that. Okay, we're good. Any questions? Anything else? Okay, Fred, you're still up, all right? You got the highway superintendent requesting the board approval for the annual road report for the year 2017-18. And we all got a... Yes.
That is just an annual report that the state requires. Inventory, the hours, things the road department have.
Any questions on any of this? Like I said, I think it's just a formality. Nothing stands out. Nothing out of the ordinary, Fred, Joan?
I would move to approve the Fred's annual road report for the year 2017-18.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill on the approval for the 17-18 road report. And a second by Tony. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes. Okay, Jeff Curry, County Assessor. Thanks, Fred. We appreciate it.
Very good.
Thank you.
Jeff Curry, Assessor, requesting the board approve between a corporation, international corporation, and Dakota County regarding the parcel. Working file, aerial updates.
That's a high-end tool right there.
Huh?
I believe it there now.
I need one of that.
But
you can't have
this one. I thought, I think he's.
Do you have a T-shirt underneath that shirt?
What's that? I do.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of that shirt now.
It was either this one or the picnic shirt. Right. And I know you hate the picnic
shirt. No, I have a couple picnic shirts, but it's all good. It's fine. So what we have going on here is an agreement?
Yeah, this is our pictometry, our Eagle View contract. This was in the budget. This is what we use to keep our staffing back down because under Title 350, Chapter 50, there's regs written in there that I can use this tool in lieu of field inspections.
Pictometry. But who even used that word?
Yeah, it's Kim did point out some good, so we run all these contracts. I try to get them through Kim in her office, and she had some good points on it. So I did some work today, made some phone calls to these people. I got a question for Kim because on here that is still out.
Questions are not being accepted right now.
Good question. It is, on the tax exempt. The sales guy said it is. The attorney, Misty or whatever her name was, said it's applicable law clause. So that one, she got me on that. What does she mean by that? Because our law is we have the ID number, but I don't know. She replied and said that would just fall under the applicable law clause.
Okay.
So you think we're okay?
Yep.
Okay, on that one.
So we are.
And then it is open to like our sheriff and everybody else in the county, because some of that sounded pretty restrictive, but it is open. They're going to put it on our GIS site, too, so other people can have access. So all the fire districts get it. The sheriff's department gets it. The road department gets it.
How is this different from the GIS system?
What this is, it's the aerial photography. It's like oblique and ortho. So they do a flyover and give us 3D photos of all the imagery.
The others are satellites.
Yeah, the rest of it's just a straight down shot of roof lines, essentially. So with these, and that's why as long as you stay in the 6 and 9 inch window, which we are, we can do, and 3 years is the other part of it. If it's the picture's 3 years or newer, 6 or 9 inch ortho, we can do it in lieu of physically getting in a vehicle and driving to Emerson. And we can redo all of our land uses with this too, again, without driving around. So
yeah, your irrigation is going to show up, different things like that.
Yeah, this actually does a better job of giving us, you know, pivot tracks and stuff like that. So it'll actually draw them out for us at the end of the year. And then the best piece of it is that's really where the money is going to come back to us is it's called Change Finder. So this first flyover this fall, they're going to take pictures of everything, measure it, and put a blue box around every improvement that we have in the county. Then I think it's every 2 or 3 years, whenever we get the next flyover, if there's anything outside of those blue lines or anything pops up, it gets a red box.
Okay.
So we don't have to wait for the city or count on anybody. So from now on, we go out and pick up our own stuff based on that. So there's no more questions. So it's a... Wayne County had it, and I forget what Don said. It was like millions, I think, is what they ended up finding on the deal in value.
Do you find a lot of different places that don't get the building permits that are required?
Yeah, we're lacking. There's some lot. Yeah, some of our smaller communities take a little bit longer to get them to us. We still find things that just don't have building permits. You know, like
I mean,
the pool.
Out in the country, I'm sure.
Yeah, out in the country, it's hard to catch them.
Yeah. Well, this will eliminate that.
Yeah, it's all done now. So if you put up a pole building without a permit, next flyover, we're getting it.
Okay.
You know, so we'll be hurt for 3 years, but at the end, the board can still choose to go back to and tax them. So, so it's a very beneficial tool in that aspect for us and for the county from a revenue standpoint.
And you do have it in your budget?
Yeah, it's in the budget. Yeah, this was a line item already in the budget.
How much was it, anyways? Did we talk about that?
It's a 6-year deal. I want to say it's $18,000 or $20,000 a year or something like that. Shoot, I didn't even bring the contract with me. Joan might have my budget up there. She can.
Well, I guarantee she'll find it here in a second.
Yeah, she's got it in there.
What's on there isn't it, Kim? I did read it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have it all broke out on the line items, whatever it is.
Here's
the
$18,075.
Eagle View.
We should be able to also set up revenue.
Yeah, that's what they've done. There were some case studies that they sent us from other towns. The biggest one, Sioux Falls, you know, with as much growth as had, they were so far behind. Sioux Falls, they paid for it before they even ran the first change finder.
Really?
Just on the flyover, the new pictures they got were, you know, might have been blurry. They didn't know what that was behind the trees. Well, it was another building or another house or another. Yeah. Because then after that flyover, you just go out to your GIS, you click on it, it zooms right down in. You can drop around the house, do a complete 360 around the house.
Don't do anything you're not supposed to on the flyover.
What's that?
Don't be doing anything.
You guys got to be careful. Some of the, I don't know how low they're flying. And the good part is they fly right out of Sioux City because, you know, they do Wayne. Well, there's some counties around us, Madison and Stanton, I think. So there's some other kind. They do Union and Woodbury. They're also, we're getting lumped in with a pretty big area. The more areas we get in, like if we can get Dixon and Thurston to do it as well, it would drop our prices.
All right. Okay. Any other questions for Jeff? If not, I need a motion to approve the agreement between the pictometry people and the Dakota County regarding the parcel.
I make a motion to accept that.
Okay, we got a motion by Marty and a second by Kevin. Will you call roll, please?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, thanks, Jeff. What's this here?
The counter. I think I have the original.
Okay. Okay, Commissioner Committee Reports, we're number five here. Any? When did we meet for the LEC? I don't even recall. I think that was.
Did we get the report?
I don't remember. It was after that.
Was it? Okay. Anyways, all right. Any from anyone? I think it's that time of the. Well, there's not a lot of meetings going on.
I didn't know what you were going to say.
Well, anyways, Mel Emergency Business. You know, nobody knows. I don't know what I'm even going to say, okay? Mel Emergency Business.
Scott cannot present at County Government Day.
And I'm sad, too, because it's so much fun.
I need to send an RSVP. Is there somebody else that can get up and talk for 15 minutes about the county board?
I'm going to tell you what happened last year. They take the canine dog over and you say a few things. Joan gives you a list, like I said, it kind of asks them some questions about the counties and the population and this and that, you know, how many counties in Nebraska. And I always stress to them, you know, how to get involved into, you know, voting, because you make a difference in your, you know, in everything. And anyways, last year something took place and then Sheriff saved us. I think some of the people couldn't show up with the canine and et cetera. But anyways, we took all the kids to the jail then and gave them a complete tour of the jail. And then, because, you know, they got a time frame, and then they go to lunch across the street. I don't know, where they're doing lunch this year?
They're doing it all a little bit different this year. They're going to...
You just go to the fire hall.
Lunch is going to be at Dakota City Council Chambers this year.
Oh, nice.
They're going to have presentation of county officers, and then each officer is going to give a 15-minute... thing from 9:45 to noon, and it's all going to be over at City Hall. The kids aren't going to come and go through each office. You're not going to be alone with the kids that are for your office. They're just going to have all the kids in the audience, and then each
we'll get up and just say a few things.
Get up and just say a few things to the
you
kids.
Know, and she
they're going to have lunch, and then they're going to come over here and do the tour of the jail and a tour of the courthouse.
Yeah, and see, the thing is, Joan gives you a cheat sheet of all the questions to ask them. At least, remember McClarty had one made up way back in the day? Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, you basically tell them what our job duties are and how we're dog catchers and neighbor mediators and all the above. Not really.
What's the date on that, Joan?
The 10th.
The
Of October.
And I've done it every year that it's taken place, and it's been fun.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Boy, thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, because you will enjoy it.
You talk to those kids all the time. You'd be fine.
Sure.
Kevin would do it, too.
And what else? Was he going to discuss something else, or is that it? I think that's it. We need to, with Simcoe people, we need to set up a committee, okay? We need to set up a committee, and they're here today at 4:30. They're going to be here 4:30 to 5. I see they're in the audience now. But we need to set up a committee instead of, because we are not today set up to be set up as a quorum to meet with these people. So I know Bill and I in the next 3 months are gone.
Where are you going?
Holiday.
Oh.
But anyways, so I think between the three of you guys, or maybe even with whoever the two newcomers are, there needs to be a committee of two, to have two commissioners set up. I think that'd be wise to do such a thing. What do you think, Bill? Tony? Kevin?
No, I'll be home prepping for my deal in the tent. You want to take care of that.
Well, but anyways, it's an idea instead of having, you know, the whole board present to do it. I mean, you guys can do it however you want, because this is going to be an ongoing, and I think the main thing you guys need to figure out is how often are you going to meet, you know, and how often do they need to meet, or how often do they think we need to meet? Is it going to be, you know, biannually? Is it going to be quarterly? Is it going to, you know, I suppose it all depends on where they're at. And I'm just throwing it out there.
We're just going to talk for half an hour from 4:30 to 5.
Okay. It wasn't advertised today, so we can't ever bore them. We're kind of able.
So, but anyways, that's all I have to say about that. Ha! Forrest Gump, I'm the mower. We are adjourned, and our next regular meeting is going to be on October 8th. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Joan, there was one in over here. Right here?
Let's get that.
Stickies are no good to keep on the trail.
Jody's using mine. You got